The surgery will be performed in the upcoming days. Veteran second baseman Trevor Story smashed 3 home runs, recorded 7 RBIs to lead the Boston Red Sox to a 12-6 win over the Seattle Mariners at Fenway Park. Story went 4-for-4, took a walk to reach base 5 times in the victory on Thursday in Boston, also recorded a stolen base. Elsewhere, it was the Padres over the Giants last night, 8-7. The A's beat the Angels 4-2. I'm sorry, the Brewers beat the Nationals 7-0, and the Dodgers beat the Phillies last night 4-1. In the National Hockey League, Ross Colton scored a point-blank shot in the final seconds to lead the Tampa Bay Lightning to a dramatic 2-1 win over the Florida Panthers in Game 2 of their Stanley Cup playoff series Thursday night. The stunner came with just 4 seconds remaining in that game at the FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, Florida.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot, high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy. Low of 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high near 82. Could be windy at times. Wind could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Partly sunny Monday, 70. Partly sunny on Tuesday, high near 77. Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 81.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right.
I cry, and though you only leave me out in
Everybody, somebody's fool. That's me, Jay Thurber. Somebody's fool. Coming to you this week from Dayton, Ohio. We will have another update from Hamvention the next hour. That's the world's largest ham radio convention. At least some people think so. A reminder, no phone calls. Today's show is transcribed. You're tuned to 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. Russia says it's halting natural gas supplies to Finland this weekend, citing a pricing dispute. But the move comes just days after the government in Helsinki, along with neighbouring Sweden, applied for membership of NATO. The Ukrainians said today they will not agree to Russian demands to connect the country's largest nuclear power station to the Russian grid. An official described Moscow's intentions towards the Zaporizhia plant as wishful thinking. FSN's Chris Jones is covering events in Russia from neighboring Latvia beyond the reach of the Kremlin's reporting restrictions. He says the Kremlin is increasingly putting pressure on Ukraine's economy and its exports.
Now we've seen Russia take pretty much full control of the Black Sea, which is basically Ukraine's main way to export goods such as wheat and sunflower oil out of the country. And that's caused a huge crisis in terms of the price of wheat. And that basically means that the demand has risen.
Washington is reportedly preparing to supply Kyiv with anti-ship missile systems as part of a fresh package of aid to Ukraine. From FSN's New York bureau, Will Denzelow with that story.
Reuters reports the US is hoping to get anti-ship weapons, including Boeing's Harpoon missiles, into the hands of Ukrainian fighters. It's reported that a number of Ukraine's allies are willing to supply such weaponry, but it's believed nations are reluctant to act first for fear of Russian retaliation. There are also logistical concerns, as using such missiles can require lengthy training. But Kyiv has maintained such weapons would be important in its fight against Russia. British intelligence estimates that around 20 Russian vessels are operating in the Black Sea and are preventing Ukraine from getting grain out onto the international market.
President Biden kicked off a four-day tour of Asia in South Korea. He visited a Samsung factory where semiconductors are manufactured. The company is building a similar plant in Texas due to come online in 2024. Elon Musk is denying a claim that he sexually harassed a flight attendant on board a private jet in 2016. The website Business Insider claims Musk's company SpaceX paid the accuser $250,000 not to file a lawsuit over the alleged incident. From FSN's bureau in Silicon Valley, Ira Spitzer reports.
The Business Insider article quotes an unnamed friend of the flight attendant, who also hasn't been named, who says that Musk allegedly exposed himself to the woman during a flight on a private SpaceX plane in 2016. The world's richest man lashed out at the accusations on Twitter, which he is in the process of buying, calling them utterly untrue and suggesting that the timing of the article is politically motivated.
The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has become a French citizen. Stanley Johnson says he wants to keep a link with the EU after Brexit. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
WKRP Cincinnati.
Singing for nickels and dimes. Times get rough, I ain't got
Radio 9 with Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, getting us started the second hour. I'm Jay Thurber. Please, no phone calls this week. Today's show is being broadcast from Dayton, Ohio, where I'm attending the annual Hamvention, one of the largest amateur radio conventions in the United States, if not the world, although it sounds more like a rocket is being launched in the background. Maybe I'll drop my pants later on. Never mind. That's a Don Rickles reference. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk with someone who's trying to get more young people involved in ham radio. We'll also hear some rock and roll soul music from Dayton, the Gem City.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Thurber.
He's a tiger.
Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. No, no. Of the lonely night. Oh, and last night I got to thinking maybe I should call you up and just forget my foolish pride. I heard your number ringing, I went cold inside. And last night I didn't get to sleep at all.
is WRCT's Jay Farber Program, brought to you in part by Donahue's Downtown, Ray Wells Hamburgers, Allegheny Airlines, and viewers like you.
You wanna shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Farber!
Wow! Come on now! Gotta smile! Get happy! Wow! Tune in and turn on.
Thank you.
Little Lost Wax from the Four Tops, Stillwater Love from 1970 here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Broadcasting this week from Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. We're going to check your weather in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned. Here's Elvis.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as any special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Just a little bit of shout. No, you make me wanna. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Pull a shot now. Pull a shot now. Pull a shot now. Pull a shot now.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Radio 9 here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio, broadcasting this week from Dayton, Ohio, site of Dayton Hamvention. I'm Jay Thurber. Please, no phone calls this week. Save your calls for another time. Today's show is transcribed. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic cult foreign animation fun and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema, located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-905-3225.
The Kingsport Weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could be windy at times. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Well, we all feel like that sometimes. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low of 50 on Sunday night. Partly sunny Monday, 70. Partly sunny Tuesday, 77. Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 81. Since I'm in Dayton, Ohio, I'm trying to celebrate some famous artists and bands that have come from here. A lot of them were funk and soul acts. This next group was formed in 1977. They got their big break when they were discovered by none other than George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic. They had 13 hit singles beginning in 1980. From 1981, here's Roger Troutman of Zap on Radio 9.
Sitting in the sun like an old tomcat that don't know just where he's at. And I must admit to you, right now I feel that way too. Ain't got nowhere, ain't got nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know. No. And time drags by real slow. Sitting on a log, watch the world go by. Fat tall frog thinking, my oh my. Funny thing, the human race. Rush here, rush there, get no place. Ain't got nowhere, ain't got nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know. And time drags by real slow. We've come a long way, looks like the wrong way. Now we're broke. Even a day is too long a stay. That's no joke. What a day it's been, and it's getting worse. There must be a way to reverse situations such as these. If there is, then tell us please. Ain't got nowhere, nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know. And time drags by real slow. Time drags by real slow. Don't you just know that?
Cliff Richard on Radio 9, broadcasting this week from Dayton Hamvention. Coming up in a couple of minutes, what does all this ham radio stuff mean, especially to the younger generation, the youths, so to speak? I'm Jay Thurber. The website is jthurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. And you are tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30, and here's Buddy Holly.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. When I die, well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. When you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
As much as I do yours. could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe cherish me as much as I cherish you.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber Program, brought to you in part by Vitale's Drugstore in Carrick, Horn's Department Store downtown, and viewers like you.
Baby, don't you know I'm real cool, going yeah, 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 a motorcycle. Motorcycle. Come on with me, baby, on my red motorcycle.
Show you just how true young love can be. And whoa, whoa, it's a young world. And if you'll tell me you're my one girl, you'll make my whole life worth living just by giving your love to me. All of the world is a treasure. Someone to care. Promise me your love forever. We'll have the whole world to share. And it's a young world. When you're in love, you're in a young world. If you believe what I've told you, let me hold you say you love me.
All right, tell everybody your name and what organization you're with.
I'm Neil Rapp, and I'm with Youth on the Air.
What is Youth on the Air? Because there are a lot of young people. It's something that I've been coming to Dayton Hamvention for 20 years, and every year people say, oh, it's getting older, it's getting older. But I'm noticing, like, this First Robotics Club over here. I notice Youth on the Air here. So what's the goal here of getting more young people involved? Or did I just answer my own question?
Well, the YOTA program actually started in Europe. And so we've kind of copied, and we work with them to do YOTA here in the Western Hemisphere. And it's basically, or primarily, I should say, a retention program.
Okay.
So we're not focused on recruiting young people into ham radio. We're focused on keeping those young people once they get a license, and then they go, okay, now what do I do with this? And then they disappear. So we're actually more focused on retention. And so our main method of doing that is a summer camp program. So we offer a full week of ham radio summer camp.
In person or on the air?
In person. So we have hams from North, Central, and South America all converge on one location. And we have all kinds of big projects that normally you couldn't do, like a high.
And does that location change? What kind of locations do they have the summer camp in?
So last year was our first. We had it in Westchester, Ohio, which is the northern suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Not too far from Mason, where the Voice of America Museum
is. Yes, and we have it at the Voice of America Museum.
Okay.
That is our location again this year.
Okay.
And then we're actually accepting bids to host the 2023 summer camp somewhere in North, Central, or South America.
All right, so Pittsburgh, you're hearing this. Get on the ball and make a bid for that. How many kids did you get last year?
So we had 24 campers. We have 25 on for this summer.
Do their moms or dads come with them?
Some of both. Yeah. Some of the older ones especially come without parents, but some of the younger ones, their parents want to tag along, and that's fine. We make arrangements for that so that they can tag along, and some of them volunteer, so that's how we get some of our chaperones is from parents who come along with their kids to actually help out for the week. So
we're talking to the lady from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. One of the things that she mentioned is there's a lot of stuff to do for moms and dads. So while the kids are doing ham radio, mom and dad could be antiquing or at the outlet mall or at Caroline Park or wherever.
Yeah. And the other thing that we do is we have a lot of social events.
Okay.
So it's not ham radio all day, every day. We go to, you know, last year we went to Dave and Buster's and played video games and had a buffet and that kind of thing. So a lot of times the parents will want to come along and there's stuff for them to do. We went to Kings Island Amusement Park and we did contests within the amusement park. And some parents will come along and other parents will take that as a day off and stay back in the hotel room and take a nap.
The older I get, the more the taking a nap sounds attractive to me. Neil Rapp is talking with us right now about Youth on the Air. Give us folks the website.
It's youthontheair.org.
Okay.
And we also have a month-long special event in December for ages 25 and under.
Okay.
Our camp program right now is for 15 to 25.
Okay.
But as soon as I hand this off to our young people who are training to be the leaders of this, I'm going to be working on a weekend camp with a parent for under 15, so that's going to be coming in a couple of years.
Boys and girls, because when I first started coming to these ham radio events 30 years ago, it was almost all guys, and I'm seeing more and more women here who are interested in not just in ham radio, but also in digital modes and in digital communication, things like that, and in maker technologies.
Last year, we had about one-fifth of our campers that were female, and this year, it's almost half and half.
Okay.
So they're not going to. So if a girl or a young woman signs up for this, she's not going to feel intimidated. She's going to have other peers there that she can talk to.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to do is build a community of young people, because young people will ask each other questions about what they're working on. Where, you know, I've got some world class people in different areas that want to come in and speak, but they're more reluctant to ask questions. And so that's one of the things that makes Yoda different, is it's youth leading the youth. And so this year we're actually training four young people to take over the reins of the camp and to actually run it, and we'll be more of an advisor to them.
Is there a cost for them to join Youth on the Air?
No, there's no membership in Youth on the Air. If you come to the camp, we do have a $100 fee, and we even have scholarships to cover that if you can't pay it. It's more or less to make sure that we don't have no-shows.
Sure.
So, you know, there's that $100 that, you know, you would lose if you just suddenly don't show up.
If somebody hears this and they want to support Youth on the Air, is there a link where they can volunteer or they can donate?
Yeah, the volunteers, we do extensive background checks and protection training. So the volunteers, you know, are kind of prearranged, but you can donate to us monetarily. You can also find on our website, youthontheair.org, if you click on donate, you'll see a PayPal link, a Venmo link, and then also there's an Amazon wish list. So you can actually buy materials that we have selected for the camp.
Okay.
If you want it to go to a particular item, you can actually just click on it and buy it, and it will send those items to us to use at the camp.
Okay, so youthontheair.org, they also have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube links, and this is kind of a put-up job, Neil, because you are also a broadcaster. So where can people hear you these days?
Well, people can hear me these days on Ham Talk Live. It's hamtalklive.com. And, yeah, we used to work in broadcast back in the day. And then also I'm an anchor on Amateur Radio Newsline, so arnewsline.org.
Thank you so much, Neil Rapp, for taking some time to talk with us from Youth on the Air here at Dayton Amvention.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Appreciate you talking to us and finding out about Youth on the Air.
Hey, Thurber! Music!
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movies. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make a scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you
I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. A movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, and then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
That was Buck Owens on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This week, broadcasting from Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio, we'll have another soul and funk band from the Gem City coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, plus another special guest from here at the world's largest amateur radio convention, so-called at least. How do you verify that? What else? Oh, of course, PNS News for you at 2 o'clock.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pittsburgh Pirates are hosting their division rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals, at PNC Park this weekend. Last night, the Cards beat the Pirates 5-3. The Buccos came back from a 5-0 deficit. They scored 3 runs in the 7th and 8th innings, but they could not quite close that gap. Zach Thompson was pulled after 5 innings and gave up 5 hits and 1 run. Bucks and Cards again tonight on the north side. Jose Quintana will get the call for the Buccos. Game time, 6:35. Pirates catcher Roberto Perez is out for the rest of the season. The team says Perez will need surgery to repair his injured left hamstring. Veteran Red Sox second baseman Trevor Story smashed 3 home runs and recorded 7 RBIs to lead to the Boston Red Sox to a 12-6 win over the Seattle Mariners at Fenway Park on Thursday. Elsewhere, last night, Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-1, Braves over the Marlins 5-3, Diamondbacks with a 10-6 win over the Cubs, and the Detroit Tigers lost to the Cleveland Guardians 6-1.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could be windy at times. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Well, we all feel like that sometimes. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low of 50 on Sunday night. Partly sunny Monday, 70. Partly sunny Tuesday, 77. Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 81. From 1965, here's them and Van Morrison on Radio 9.
Wow, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah.
I could see right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. His arm around her like it used to be with me. Ooh, it makes me want to die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah. There they go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me? Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night.
Them, featuring Van Morrison on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This week's show is pre-recorded. Please, no phone calls. Save them for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm telling them lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night.
proposed policies and candidates tied to false claims of election fraud have spread to Minnesota, and a new national report says the movement isn't slowing down ahead of this fall's vote.
A trio of voter rights groups issued findings into how state legislatures are trying to subvert elections, including more leeway to reject results, requiring partisan or outside audits, and shifting power away from election administrators. Some of these ideas have been floated by Minnesota Republicans but are not likely to pass under the current balance of power. Still, Rachel Homer of Protect Democracy says simply proposing them poses a threat.
This is about everyone in support of democracy in both political parties really need to be standing against this movement towards autocracy.
Despite calls for unity, Republicans are seeing more candidates for statewide offices who either perpetuate the stolen election narrative or suggest current laws need restrictions they say would tighten election security. The Minnesota GOP recently endorsed such a candidate running for Secretary of State, an office that oversees elections. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris met with abortion providers from Missouri and other restrictive states on Thursday to consider ways the Biden administration can protect and expand access to the full scope of reproductive health care.
Even before the leaked draft opinion indicating the Supreme Court intends to overturn Roe v. Wade, Missouri has had some of the most barriers to accessing abortions. For instance, there's only one abortion clinic because of state regulations. Harris says overturning Roe will be a major step backward for the U.S. and would open the door to further restricting fundamental rights.
The right to privacy that forms the basis of Roe is the same right to privacy that protects the right to use contraception and the right to marry the person you love, including a person of the same sex.
Last week, Harris presided over the vote in the U.S. Senate on the Women's Reproductive Health Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade. But Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and all of the Republicans in the chamber voted against it. I'm Lee Wolke reporting.
Now from the Washington Post, President Biden hailed Finland and Sweden's decision to join NATO as a watershed moment in European security, saying the entry of two well-armed, robust democracies would strengthen the Western alliance at a time of acute tension with Russia. The Post reports as he welcomed the Nordic nations' leaders in the White House Rose Garden, Biden said their decision to follow President Putin's invasion of Ukraine to abandon a decades-old position of military non-alignment proved that a revived NATO could provide a strong counterweight. Biden added NATO is an alliance of choice, not coercion. This is PNS.
Thurber!
Oh, he's hideous!
I heard they shaved a gorilla.
Go, 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 gorilla, go, now go.